Come on, pray in tongues, do it better, come on. Nani nos toko vade. Ma zete ne ma zeto ma soto. Zeto ni ma zeto ni ma sete te 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 te. Ma li roste ke vila tate. Ma sete ke te ma li mo zeta riza te te. Ma canto lata. Mali moste gavota te roste gavalio katira zavira zavaliro zavaste gatite. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Rane o costa gavala costa gavati ke toli roste gavote manesto tate. Male ze toli maze voli rasto vaste. Ze voli moze toli maraste gavoli ze teli maze te. Rasa talemos atelemos eto di mazeto. Ke malimos eto malimos etelimo katota. Zeto li gedi. Magedi li rasa valimos avoli ezete. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You have counted us worthy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You have counted us worthy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Chevoli Rostada. Lakeli Mazavolade. Yemana Yedodi Rosava Litoka Voliste. Tetoli Mazevoli Razevali Kestovalade. Dakora Sova Tetodlate. Make mandege, mandege, mande da da da. Come on, be excited with the tongues in your mouth. Sevoli rasteke pida baba bale alketosa. Imali moli 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 mozunto mali marasteke pida moza pida tete. Ike toli maze antala bala keto male mala. Oga, come on. Rasevali mene moza pida moza te da ketele moza te. Kili mozati de rosto govali o katila kasta. Ili mali mogula maseta li razi voli zova de doli raste gavida manels. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. Aje, come on, sing it tongues with me. Kali o se vali raste gavile etade. Ye costa gavile rosata. Lari nema ketele moze vide kestovata. Jesu vali mazeta, kero zotali mazavile kostege valiate kero zate akedade. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. We are sons of the Holy Ghost. Shaketele mazavile rastege vali mage vali astege vide teke mate kavali mazata. Late kero stagavile mazate. Kati le asto gavile rosata. Come on, let's do this. We are doing this for some couple of minutes. Yenina koste gavile rosa vile kesto gavile da do da de do da do de. Ronane o koste gavile ose voli ako le asto voli asto voli asto. Yako sababa baba di geba di gadi dada. Aba di gadi dada. Anyo stogo vile boli razi voli keste. Come on, sing in the Holy Ghost. Zobite, zobite, zobite. O rasto gati dede. Lako stogo vali razi voli rostada. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Roste gevile mose folike so tete 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 tete. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. We are sons of the Holy Ghost. We are born for this reality. Children of the Holy Ghost. We are born of the Spirit. Oh, Kabila te kabada godade. Katile ma kanto rakate kabila kete. Shatola no kano sate. Fisto ka, fisto te tate. Rokanda nas to gabila no nas to dalene no 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 no. Katola sto vakete ke pila ke so pate dede. Mala ke voze vole raste ke pila so tamale mala sata. Kato so to tike mate ke pila rase. We are sons of the Holy Ghost. Rakemalana. Mato Kabila Sopatete. Keto Lako. Keto Lako. Keto Lako Tate. La Randane Lanos. La Randane Ladonesh. Costa Gabila Masa Boni Rasta Gabila Masa Tata Dade Teto Tato Teto Tato Teto Tato Shaka Mate Gabila Riste Lima Lama 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 Zotede Roste Gabola To Rasta Vade Dede Rokos Te Gabila Mose Boni Masa Tolis Te Gabila Zovade Dede Rasta Dode Dede Oh my cavo baba bo baba bo baba bo baba bo baba Yege loda Yege loda Yede loda dode doda rasa Sakonane kotete 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 Kote kolasto valire sovato Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So vali master gebile moza tete. Rato tata. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Kirin manisto gebile moza vali manamosto vali makarosa vali 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 Come on, Nigel, you have a song for us. Mate Roste Gabile Malia Keta. Maketo La Sova. No. Ketoli Maza Vile Raza Vile Keso Vile Kosa Dede. Ye Gabile Koso Vali Maso Vali Stoke Doris Teke Voli Teke Vola Gadada. Rona Koda. Mali Kovala Stade
Christ died for me. I am made.
Ephesians chapter 4. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, offices part 3. Every member of this family, we all have singular interests. Every member of this family of God, our interest is singular. Our interest is the same thing we have been discussing since, that we have been singing since, the work of Jesus, the ministry of Jesus. Offices part 3, that was the title. offices. We all have singular focus. Imagine in an establishment, although you may have different departments, administrative, technical departments, you have logistics, the drivers, but you know everybody, they work to bring to pass the what? The purpose of the establishment. The same thing as the body of Christ. We all work for that central purpose. For that central purpose, to bring to pass that central purpose, that unique reason why we are gathered. Nobody has his own personal reason why he's coming to church. Amen. Yes, we know God makes our personal lives better, but me and you know for sure that, well, if your definition of making your life better is for you to look more beautiful, get better jobs, then the church is not the place to come. Trust me. If your interpretation of making my life better is just for things to be okay for you in the physical, secular, financial, then church is not the right place to come. Let me just be frank with you. You are here because you want to be better in the things of God. You want to be better in eternal things, eternal realities. Amen. Amen. Come on. You want to be better in spiritual things. You want to be better in the sight of God. You want to be better not in the sight of the people of the world, not by the criteria set by people out there. You want to be better in the sight of God. You want to be better in the ministry of Jesus. That's why we are here. Amen, amen. I've never said church does not make your life better. I'm just saying we are here for Jesus. We are here for Jesus. Somebody say, this pastor, you are not preaching about my personal life. You are not preaching about how this word will affect my life. I say, okay, what of Jesus too? What of Jesus? You are saying, okay, if all of us will be thinking of ourselves, who will think about Jesus? Who will think about his Mark 16? Who will think about his Matthew 28? Who will think about his Acts 1? Who will think about his instructions? Say, we are here for Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Ephesians 4. 11, he gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastoring teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. The reason why I read it as pastoring teachers is so that you don't think it's only teaching is a separate ministry on its own. Everybody is teaching. Amen? Hallelujah. Say teaching is for everyone.
It's for everyone.
So, see verse 12, and for the perfecting of the what? Of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, say perfect man, perfect. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in ways to deceive. 15, but speaking the truth, we are in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the what? Whole body. Say the whole body. Say fitly joined together. Say fitly joined together. Say we are joined together. Now it has been compacted by that which every joint supplies. Say every joint supplies. Say, we all supply our parts. Say, I've got a part to supply. Say, I will not starve the body. I will play my part. Say, I stand in my call. I fulfill my ministry. Yeah, Pastor Jola taught me that. According to the effectual working in the measure of every part. Say, there's an effectual measure in me for the body. Say, something is working in me. Say, God is at work in me. For the betterment of the body. Hope is the correct English. Betterment.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So for the betterment of the body. It still look like it sounds like buttermint in my mouth. Yeah, I know it's correct. You just want something. You just tell me a better grammar, Jerry. For the what? Betterment. Something like that. Amen. Make it increase of the body. Until the edifying of what? Itself in love. Don't expect God to come and grow you. Amen. Say the body grows itself. Say all the body needs to be better is in the body. So we recognize ourselves. Come on, say, so we recognize ourselves. So we put ourselves in order to bless one another. Trust me, God is not going coming to start another revival, either for the body of Christ in general or for the units of the body that we belong to. No, all that will be required is what? In the body. That is why I love to say one of the major work of the pastor as is not just to do everything, is also to arrange people so that everybody can be useful. Amen. Like the coach. You do this, you play, you are attacking, you are defending. Praise God. You be the goalkeeper. Amen. Praise God. So the interest of your church must determine your interest. Please note that. The interest of your church, of your pastor, must be your interest. Yes, I know we come to church to settle our personal life, to say, Jesus. Amen. Know the meaning of that? Who can interpret for me? Jesus. You want to what? You want to, like, when if you have a case, like, you have one serious case, say, I want to go and, you know, like, wrestle with God, you understand? Something like that. That is not the purpose of the church. Are you with me? It's not that, wow, pelu shoro mi, yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, interpret for your neighbor. Come on. I have come with my yes. Yes. Oh Jesus, Baba. Don't let me go back home with my problem. You understand? That's the song. Anytime we are coming to one strong reversal, we say, God, I'm coming with my problem. Don't allow me to go back home with my problem. Amen, amen. See how Zachary is looking at you. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So that's not why we are here. That's not why we are here. Yes, my problems get solved in church. That is just appetizer. That's not even tertiary. It must happen. I'm not saying it should not happen. It must happen. But we must know. We must see it as tertiary. You must see it as not primary, not secondary. So much tertiary. Oh, yeah. What is it? Okay, let me call it PhD, sir. After tertiary, you must have something else. Although it must happen, don't forget. People's problem, of course, need as much as we can, must be solved. Amen. As for health needs, solve it by the power of God. The only way I don't know how to solve is marital needs. Amen. Praise God. I'm anointed for that. We have churches that are anointed for that. The Boku Lagos. Or in area one in Abuja. Praise God. So we must have a singular focus. Singular focus. We are called to serve God together. We are called to serve God together. So much, we benefit so much when we run together than when we run things on our own. Things get so much better when we do it together than when we just try to do things on our own. See, anyway, don't just wait for part 4. I'm not saying it's bad for you to do something yourself, but if you have chose to belong somewhere, do it together. Are you with me? Tomorrow may come and you may want to start up your own. Fine. Then others too will join you. But as long as you are somewhere, what should you do? Do it together. It's so simple. Are you with me? In that time, in that period, let all your effort, strength in ministry, put it together. There is a lot of benefits in it. Are you with me? Are you with me? A lot. John 17:20. Neither pray I, open all scripture, don't forget. Neither pray I for this alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I'm in thee, that they may also be one in us, that the world may believe. That's when the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given to them, that what? They may be one, even as we are one. Amen? Amen? Amen. So we see ourselves as having the same glory with the Father. We belong to one another. I in them, and that. So if you can see Jesus in your neighbor, it should not be difficult for you to associate. Christians must be your best friend. They must be your obsession. They must be your soft spot. Be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Praise God. So we have the general body. Also, we have bodies in that body. We have units of that body. Units. So last time I spoke about some general duties. I go through some of them again, write them down, and I add a little more. I spoke about like some general duties that we all must perform, like praying. Say praying. See, especially towards this coming year, workers and ministers, we must improve. Commit your church in prayer. Improve on your prayer life over your church. Say, my prayers is my commitment to my church. Say, I owe my church prayers. See, even when you pray yourself, you are doing us good. That means when you come to service, you will not first be looking, bro, you should not be leading prayer, and he's still trying to whine you. That means you are coming to church prepared. You are coming ready. Amen. Say, I'm born ready. So you in praying for yourself, in praying for the church, you are helping the church. Every pastor loves a prayer, loves that prayer machine. I've observed, even in churches that maybe they have plenty of rich people. If you see a true pastor, if he sees a member that is so much given to prayer, you know that pastor will like him. I'm serious. No matter the church. Unless the pastor that's backslidden anyway. But any pastor that, maybe even if he likes money, likes things, if he sees a brother that is always, hallelujah. Always pray someone and you will not sleep. Amen. The pastor will like him. See, believers that pray, they are the security for the church. They are the church security. Hey. God may not hold us accountable for what happens to a saint in Peru, in Brazil, but to everything that happens to a saint in this place, we are all accountable. Hallelujah. You know, at times, there are just some companies you just have. I remember there are times that we'll be at work, and maybe I'm in some very dangerous zones and doing some serious stuff. And when you want to enter my mind, I'll just say, today is Friday now. These guys, they are praying. No problem. Hallelujah. I'm actually very serious. Let me not talk about things I deal with. I will be alone. Almost bush, everything, and lots of stuff. I'll just say, I ain't this guy, they are praying, nothing. But I'll never say, who produces not sleeping now? Say, believers are my security. Say, we do it together. So pray. Say, pray. Say, I owe my church prayers. So I talked about that. I said, inviting people to your church. Inviting people to your church. I said it, I think I learned that from Pastor Nainga too. A church that is not growing is a cult. A church that the membership is just Ojude, Bookie, and Rarafe. A new addition. I proved that we are not a cult. Amen. So a church that no new member is joining the VG is a cult. Thank God. Hallelujah for Cynthia. Praise God. Celebrate. First VG. Hallelujah. First begin your past 18 years of life. Hey, hallelujah. Praise God. You celebrate it. So any church that is only the same set of people that come. Worship Kevin now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know, but it's celebratable. Hallelujah. It's awesome. We must be improving. Unless you are a secret cult. Even cult, at least they should initiate people. Have you? So what do we call a church that is not growing? It's more than a cult. It's something else. Maybe you find me a name for it later, okay? Towards my next sermon. You're running. No, you're running. Amen. So at times you should be able to see this nature will be serious, eh? Because I'll be sending a lot of people away. So you must be able to look around. This one is in church because of me. Uh-huh. Not just once in a celebrity or festive period Christian. No. This one is committed here because of me. Are you with me? We must improve in that follow-up. This come here, we improve in it deliberately. Because if we count the number of people that have been here and left, because you already know that our service is abnormal. So as they are leaving church, you quickly follow them without, don't mind my pastor. Don't mind my pastor that is teaching you understanding Jesus on Sunday. Don't mind them. See, he also has some small messages. Come and listen to this one. As you are seeing somebody leaving church with hard face, just pursue him. That is your ministry. Pursue him. And simplify everything. Hallelujah. And before and after, and that's why we also have the gift of the Spirit. Now use some things of the Spirit to just shake him small. You understand? Yeah. Give him some word of cake. Like, yeah, so you guys can do that one too. Yeah. We do it too. Let him come back. Praise God. We think you will meet one Jesus. You now meet Understand Jesus Series 3. Amen. Praise God. So we must improve on that. The church must keep expanding. Amen. It was this church in Canada that was for a couple of weeks. There were only 14. And I said, oh yeah. I said, oh God, go and break that yoke. I don't want to see 14. I said, what is your issue with 14? How are you telling me 14 every week? I said, go and break it. And they are breaking it. Praise God. Are you with me? So we must keep growing. So also, I talked about giving. We must improve in our support too. Now we support this year. We plan to be better. You must consider your church before giving yourself double pleasure. Consider. Also, let me talk about another giving. Or let me just say this. Let me say it this way. You must be able to, okay, look at this year now. How well have I given to my church? Do you know why I'm trying to discourage that offering? Offering will encourage you to be giving 50 naira. Let's calculate it. Let's assume, okay, at least even, there's no assumption, sir. Let's assume we give offering twice in a week. Wednesday and what? Sunday. So let's assume that you are constant for the 52 weeks in a year, right? So Sunday, 15 naira. Wednesday, 15 naira. That is how much? 100 times 52. This is serious. Yes, no? In 1 year. And you know, at times, as we are doing 15 naira, you are feeling that I've accomplished. I have given to my church. That's why at times we don't remind you again of drop something. When you want to give, you will know I want to give, and you do it well. Are you with me? Say we are going to do it well. Say this is our thing. Hallelujah. So this coming year, you plan, you make it deliberate. It's not just haphazard that offering to youth. This one is transport. This one is No. You do it well. So also, see under that, we must support those who are giving to ministry among us. Mm-hmm. We must support them in physical things, in financially. We must support them. That is why, you know, for a long time, the pastor they have been telling me that we don't have proper welfare structure in this place. I know what I'm doing. There are things that we must get before we go there. E.g., Galatians 6, verse 9. Let me show you this. Galatians 6, 9. Drink my water. Is it mine? Thank you. 6 verse 9. Are you there? Let us not be weary in what? Well doing. For in what? Due season we shall what? Reap if we what? Faint not. Verse 10. Slowly, everybody. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto what? All men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Now, see, so God is saying, in your giving, put the household of faith as what? Priority. So also in the household of faith, there are yet priorities. See that our 1 Timothy 5:17. Open it. I will tell you the reason why now. Why must we? But since God says he loves all men, he will cause his rain to fall upon all men, why should we now start seeing Christians as priority in our giving? I will show you. But first see this, 1 Timothy 5:17. Barafa, are you there? Good. Everybody together, yes? Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of what now? Double honor. Especially they who what? Labor in the word and doctrine. Wow. So, even in the church, some people see deserves more. Are you with me? So, two people may need something in the church, and we give to one, and we don't really give to the other. I'm sorry. I'm not saying it's a number, but depending on the capacity of the church, some people are priority. For instance, come for evangelism, we don't see you. Come for VGs, no way. But when it's time for school fees, you run to the church. Pastor, help us. Help me, help me, help me. See, we are compelled by God to first attend to ministry-minded saints before you. I'm sorry. We are instructed of God to first attend to ministry-minded saints before unserious ones. See, as a person, personally, we are merciful people. We are merciful people, no doubt. But the church is not a charity organization. Individually, we are merciful people. But the church is not a charity organization. We are not. Why do we have the church? It's the advent of Jesus. Ha! Matthew 28. Open again. The advent of Jesus. Matthew 28, 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in what? Heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Verse 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Say the church has a purpose. Same thing you see in 1 Timothy 2, verse 3. Be fast, open it. Don't tell me you know anything. Don't forget, please. Don't make me tell you to open it. 1 Timothy 2, verse 3. For this is good and acceptable. Say acceptable. Acceptable. Say acceptable. Acceptable. Say it's both good and acceptable. In the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Verse 5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself what? A ransom for all in due time. So, it's salvation of the world and the teaching of his saints that is in our eyes. So, also, we are not going to give to you. See this, I am not saying we will be giving to people so that they can take up ministry. Don't be tired. We are not going to give to people
so that they can take up ministry. No. We must have seen that seriousness in you before we give. Not that you say, ah, that's sure, if you labor, they will give you money. No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, because, you know, it's not even every time that the support will be available. You understand? So if you are in the church because they will pay your school fees, you are wrong. Are you with me? So you are serving because you are not serving so that you can be supported. No. No. So, in our welfareism, or whatever you call it, ministry-minded believers are priority. Why? Because, you know, I posted something on my status update today. Who saw it? Very funny. I said, how did I put it? And I think when you feed or take care of ministry-minded folks, they will preach better. And I told you to try me. Hallelujah. I said, ministry-minded saints, they deserve your giving. They deserve it. Because if when you take care of them, you are taking care of the work of Jesus. I am so sure, at least, that a man like Ineoluwa, if he's hungry, forget ministry. He can't preach from experience. Amen, amen. Praise God. But give him some food. Oh my God. He will jump up and down. Hallelujah. The anointing is going to flow. Praise God. Are you with me? So, we must do our best to support those in our midst financially who are giving to ministry. Of course, not that. Of course, they are not lazy, but they are giving to ministry, then they deserve our support. Say we do much more. Say we support ourselves. So also, I talked about punctuality. It's a body. We are all important. Punctuality. Your anointing, your gifts, your skill are all useless if you are not available. Your big anointing. Your charisma, your nice oratory, they are all useless if you are not available. So, like, that availability thing is so big. Trust me, it's not my fault. Any man that is not available for ministry cannot do ministry. That's just the point. Availability sets priority even in people who is less in leadership. Charisma is not everything. Availability is key. You have all the anointing you can. You have raised 2,000 dead, but you are not. You will not be there. And that brings me to the next point. I call it dependability. To be dependable. You are thinking if dependability is in English. Okay, it means something. To be dependable. Dependability. See, Philippians 2:19. Thank you for getting used to opening your Bible finally in this place. Took us some war, some months of war. And nuclear wars. I love this family of God. So close, being time into one. Dance. Hallelujah. Okay, don't worry, we'll sing it later. Remind me. Philippians 2:19, but I trust, I'm talking about to be dependable, but I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. Verse 21, to go, everybody, yes? For I have no man like-minded, hey, who will naturally care for your state. Let me read 21, you read 22 for me. For all seek their own. Can you see? They seek their own. Not the things which are Jesus Christ. 22, want to go? Yes. But you know the proof of him, that as a son with the father, he has served with me in the gospel. Hallelujah. Him, therefore, I hope to send presently as soon as I shall see how it will go with me. So ministry is on trust. The man of God cannot be everywhere. He's on trust. You are selected as the head of the current stars. He's on trust. The man of God is trusting that you will not gather them and be teaching them He's on trust. Amen. We say, okay, Sister I get to monitor children department. We will trust God that you will not be playing the band for them. He's on trust. Amen. Your child will just get to just be hearing. You go see danger, what do you think they do for them in children's church? You know, to play music for them and to keep them busy. Cartoon. Hallelujah. Or if you want to ask, you give them 700 Club. Have you remember that song? 700 Club. That yellow book, Bible Stories. You are witness. Amen. For instance, some people are in Kaduna right now. He's on trust that he has not established. Maybe as Brajochi has leaving Abuja, maybe he has one secret calf. Just pull it out. Where is the bishop? Maybe he's calling himself the bishop of. How do I even know that the church, the name of the church, they see a different assembly? Get a Joshua Ani Baba ministry. You understand? And that name is big, eh? Ani Baba ministry and sons. I'm bearing. He's on trust. Amen. No matter how much we can say, well, we are not going to put people into ministry until they have served 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, he's still on trust. Let him spend 20 years. If you want to backfire, he will backfire. Are you with me? Say, I'm dependable. Say, I'm dependable. So we must be able to say that you will do as instructed. That is key. Men always at their duty post. We must be able to say that you'll be at your duty post, that you will do as instructed. Trust is key. Is key. For instance, like I use Corinthians for example, you all know that I will frown at any Corinthian that is now too good in talent in the feminism part and they leave the spiritual part. It's on trust. That would mean you come for rehearsal intentionally. You will sing in tongues very well. Are you listening? Intentionally. You will sing in tongues very well. You have the other 2 hours. You first spend more than 30 minutes. Everybody, we are just, that's where you are. That's your job. Just in spirit alone. Amen. No, that one you can easily say, it's not the spirit. You can come to church and always do that one. No. It is part of your rehearsal. Praise God. So you must accept your church goals as your own goal. You must accept, don't import new things. Accept it. Accept your church goals as your goal. It's the goal of the church that made us the way we are like this. Me too, I love to be with my TV. But the church has a goal. Say we have a central goal. For instance now, in Edify Assembly, you know that this is a ministry crazy church. This is a mission-minded church. Accept it like that. You must accept it. Accept it as norm. Daily meetings, accept it as norm. Impromptu VG, what you do, accept it. Don't compare your church with the one beside your house that does VG once in a year. Accept it. That
thing that they call abnormal by now, let it become normal to you. Now, it should not be abnormal when we, in the whole week, we only did service twice. Uh-huh. Then you should ask questions. Are you with me? So, your church pattern should be normal to you. The exam, normal. Even after you have done, you finish all the workers that you see, you still come and do refresher to so you can know if you are seeing faith. It should be normal. You think workers in training is the end? Amen. Hallelujah. You should love it. Just love it. Just fall in love with it. Thank you. You see, I love it. Yeah, you didn't talk. Say one mind. Say with one mind, we team up together. Hallelujah. So in order to get all this done, we function in offices, in units of the body. You know, in the units of the body, there is now units in the units of the body. Now, this church is a unit of the body of Christ. Eh? Now there are units in these units. Why? Why do we function in office? Number one, for order. Number two, for professionalism. Why do we function in units? For order. For the sake of order, then for the sake of professionalism. Of course, I have explained that of order very well. And in so that you can know that you don't just have a portfolio for the sake of being busy. No. We called you a calling star so that you can deliberately choose to excel in that line. We call you an evangelist so that you can now deliberately choose to excel more and lead others in that line.
Don't worry, I'm still mixing the physical and spiritual together. I will differentiate everything very soon.
We call you, for instance, I too, and I can play the keyboard. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Just receive and believe. Just accept it by faith.
I know I can play these too, but we have people that I will call keyboards. So
is it pianist or which one you call yourself? Say you're not keyboardist. Organist, anyone you call it. Any of the three.
So such a man will now get more professional. We should must not be singing in church and this person is singing on key E, A sharp, Z flat, I mean something like that. That we are spiritual is not an excuse for what? For mediocrity, what they call it. It's not an excuse. Say professionalism. Say we can be professional. See, one thing that I know I'm going to do so well, yeah, you know, it's segment. We tell people that you can have that prosaic type of church, yet you are all ministry crazy. Crazy, not just my crazy. Amen? I mean, sorry for me to, okay, let me say prosaic. That was almost too much anyway. I don't see that dream. You know, I don't see that in my dream. Let me, which one can they ask in my dream?
Glass church.
No, not glass church. Amen. I'm simply saying we can be best in what we do. Somebody say, why don't they have best here? Nobody to play it. That's why. We get it the day there's a player. So we can do things well. That would mean if you are selected to head any unit. Do you know there are some, of course I know that all these things here, they are rubbish. But do you know there are some toilets that you enter and you smile? I'm serious. You enter, you want to be making phone calls inside. I didn't know snapping. I didn't know of snapping. Some people, they enter the toilet, they start meditating in the toilet. They will be there 30 minutes. Why? This place is clean. There's some place that you just let this. You can't just wait to download and escape.
Is it not yesterday? I was just almost thinking that. Huh? I said, even if you are going to stay here for next 1 year, I think I will change this thing though. I don't like the way it looks. It's just so, it looks so, you remove everything, put on that one there. Amen. Praise God. Me, I just value saying that. I hate just that thing there. It's not professional. I'm simply saying we can be best. Gloria, I'm still coming there. So we take up roles so that we can serve better, so that everybody can now focus. Okay, if you are assigned to the system, you are assigned to the, see, you are just, it can be so better. It can be so, oh God. Thank God, I have Rafael that knows me, and when I was still very so much active with RCG. I can stay all night just to set up one equipment. I want the service to just be glorious. That part that is mine. Ah. Generator, I will repair it. Lighting, amplifier, climb, like, and one thing about me then is that what another church will do for 1 million naira, I will do it to my own church at 50k. Because I will, instead of, since we don't have the money, I will buy all the equipment, bring out my studio iron, solder everything together, construct, download circuit diagram, do it when I now launch out my own product. Wow. Praise God. It was actually from there, and I started doing construction amplifiers, selling. The initial passion was for church. We can be best. Eh? We can be. If I tell you some abracadabra I did in this place, a lot of people will just ask me, how are you doing this live stream? So that means you have all this Sony camera that you sold 1 million. I say, yeah, hallelujah. Praise God. You don't know that it's wired that we used to bind this thing together. You don't know. It's me and you. This thing is wired. We bind this. Tie it. This. Yes. They are sleeping. Amen. Just bind it. Just bind, tie some seats. It's tight. Are you with me? But this, at least with that small, let's do the best. All these things you are seeing, they are bottom state. You say, okay, how will I have this system? And when I first priced the Roland, the real professional Roland, and how you switch from one camera to another, it's not fun. The guy is almost a millionaire. I browse for this. There must be a way out. Then one day, and the Holy Ghost will also help you. I just thought, but there's what we call webcam. Webcam will work directly with laptop. Yeah. Okay, I just browse. Best webcam, 4K. 4K resolution. Bought that one. Okay. Can I compare it with this one? So that it worked. Just find your dad. When I was looking for internet for this church, oh my God. We all know what I've done now. Bought one, put it here. That will not work. But now I'll put it here. You know now. I extend the antenna until one day I was so much into. I went to his office. I need internet. I just enter. I said, sir, I need internet that works. He said, they gave me another one. That one works, but the maximum, let me say, bit rate on the system is just around 160. So this quality will be looking abnormal, but I was not satisfied. On the other day, I was in tongues and I went to MTN office. Say, sir, today, whatever you are doing for all these big people to have internet, I said, I need it. I said, do you have the money? I said, how much first? Say, there is one, that one, you pay like 160K every month. I said, which one is junior to that one? Amen. When he told me the junior, I said, well, junior. And I said, but I thought you were talking about a big establishment. I said, it's big, but you are not that much. And I say, well, there is one, there is still one, sha. He said, although it's for small people, I said, let me see it. And he brought it here, and it was just small money, and he was able to install it. And we paid it subscription every month, and that is what we are using now. But this is what I want to bring out. My heart was not at rest until I found it. Praise God. So at times we think that is. Do you know some setups that we have here? If I want to do it with another church, I will charge them minimum of 300K for installation, just installation, not equipment.
expertise. At times, you have some ideas that, and your church is suffering. It ought not to be. We must not pay you to help us. The best of your talent must be given to the church.
I'm still coming there. Praise God. Are you with me? See, go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Say same persuasion. Say, I am vital.
So just like in companies, we have electrical department, mechanical systems, instruments, civil. Everybody works together.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. For as the body is one, I remember the first time that we just changed this decoration from the one that looked like a shrine that we were using before. Amen. I'll just put this in. Even people are commenting on the internet and say, wow. Say, have you changed venue? I say, yeah. I didn't say yes, I say, yeah. You know something? And that's why I love Pastor Austin. He will just, you know, see this now. Hallelujah. Sorry, let me not be as personal as secret. You think this is, you know where we got this one? You know where we got this one? Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm funny. Amen.
So you just strive for excellence with the little you have. Don't say because sell your phone, do something for your church. Amen.
At least your phone is not even working for you, but you can sell the 2K.
Amen. Amen.
Come on, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. So let's read this together. Are you there? For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, bond not free, or free, and are made to drink into one Spirit. Or made. For the body is not one member, but many. Mm. Say, I'm a member by default. Say, I'm a member by default. Say, but I function as instructed.
That's good.
Take note. We are members by default, but we function as instructed. So 15, if the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is therefore not of the body. And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole church is live stream, where we arrange the shares? Are you with me? If the whole church is choir, then who will sweep the floor? Are you with me? So, if verse 19, and if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. 22, nay, much more, those members of the body which seems to be more feeble are necessary. 23, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon this we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given much abundant honor to that part which lacketh. Hallelujah. That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have what? The same care one for another. So whether one member suffer, what happened? All the members suffers with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the what? Body of Christ and members in what? Particular. 28. Everybody now wants to go. And God has set some in the church. Firstly, what? Apostles. Secondly, what? Prophet. Thirdly, teachers. After that, what? Miracles. Then what? Gift of healing. Then helps. Governments. Diversity. Now, go back to the beginning of 28 again. What did he say? And God has what? So how did God set them in the church? Huh? Do you remember God's word and God's action? Do you remember God's word and God's action? He said God. So who did God write on his head from heaven that you are an apostle? Huh? So how did God set them in the church? He
Is it by vision? Huh? How?
By appointment. Write this in your note, please. Through appointment. God set these people in church through appointment.
The man called an apostle can also function in the capacity of an evangelist. But as at this time, in this place, you are to play the role. Say role. Of this. So you have to play the role of government. You have to play the role of diversities of tongues. Are you with me?
So now, please, also get this right. Although you are ordained by men, you must yet see yourself appointed by God. Or let me say, although you are appointed by men, you must yet see yourself as ordained of God. That man is the one that lay hands upon you does not mean it's not God that called you. A man can lay hands on you into this ministry and you can confidently say, I am called of God as an apostle. I am called of God as a teacher. I am called of God as an evangelist. Although it's men that commissioned you, but the calling is of God. Do you get us? You can confidently say, I am called of God into this office. Although it's a man that called you. It's a man that anointed, that layers on you, that give you appointed, right? So C29, now C29, don't forget, these are roles. Please frame your mind like that, okay? Although this is talking about spiritual gifts, so the chapter is a bit more biased towards prophecy, but we can as well learn from it. So C29, are all what? Apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all what? Now, as he said, can all do miracle? No. Don't forget your Mark 16. Go out on the world, preach the gospel to all creation. These signs for them that believe in my name. How many people? All that believe, right? They can cast out demons. They can walk miracles. They are healed, sick. They can take off the works of darkness. I say all kinds of that. But now we are talking about roles. Roles. That would mean in the church, we can have the role of some people as, okay, you guys, you are miracles. Don't forget, and I've talked to you before, inside the things of the Spirit. When they are talking about these things, briefly then, things of the Spirit, that I said that the man called miracles, his duty is not just that you are the only miracle worker. Your duty will be what? Two things, remember. Number one, that each member of the church is used, for instance, for the man that has that we call the gift of healing, his duty will be number one that everybody in the church is participating in what? In healing. And also, what's the second one thing? That the sick be healed. Are you with me? He will see to it that not just that we use the sick to do practical, the sick will be healed. Are you with me? But it will also ensure the participation of everybody because all the ministry gifts they are teaching, all the ministry gifts are to perfect the saints. Ephesians 4:11. All the ministry gifts, apostles, teachers, everybody, they are to what? Perfect the saints. So, back to where we are. All apostles, are all prophets? No. Are all teachers? No. Are all workers of miracles? No. Have all the gift of healing? All have, it's just the interpolation of the half there. The same thing is saying saints. Do all speak with tongues? No. Do all interpret? No. Not can all interpret. Amen. Oh, come on in. Amen. Amen. So, of course, because now see the last two words. What is he talking about? Speaking in tongues and what? Interpret. So, because of those two last words, that is why he now told you in verse 31 that what? But collect what? Earnestly the best gift, and yet I show you a more excellent way. So from chapter 13, chapter 14 is to explain those two last phrases, speaking in tongues and what? Interpreting. Are you with me? That's why that is what ended that place. He now focused. In chapter 13, now talking about love. 14, now talking about the use of love. Love will ensure that you are not just speaking in tongues, but that you also what? Interpret, which is what? Prophecy. Anyway, we are still getting there. It's offices in general. So, just give me time. So, say I stand in my call. Say I fulfill my part of our ministry. Mm-hmm. Now, I've changed it for you now. So, I fulfill my part of our ministry. That's the point. So, if you are given the role of this, you fulfill your part of your ministry. Although somebody else can do what you are told to do, but you are called to that office for
professionalism also for order. Amen. That is why a good local church, even for spiritual roles, maybe after some years, 2-3 years, you should swap people. You swap people. So, whether physical duties or spiritual duties, we must seek to excel. Romans 12 verse 3. You must seek to be the best. Give your church your best. E.g., if I tell you that, okay, Statola, anybody that comes to church sick for the next 6 months, you will be the one that will be attending to them and getting them ill. That will mean, automatically, if not every weekend, every weekend, just do marathon. I will tell you the need. I'm going to teach you about fasting later. The reason why fasting and the rest. That means that your Saturday night is not your own. You just pray all night. That's why I call it professionalism. You know, the lady that if I have a lady that, although we don't have a standing usher, if you have a standing usher, if that one pray all night, you know, as she's standing, what will happen to her? Hallelujah. We have the power of sleep. Praise God. She falls. So, but because of, now, I have not said we are going to spare some people in church from praying. Are you with me? But imagine the lady I want to sing on Sunday, she have shouted like a Jude, ha, baba! What will happen when she comes to church?
Oh, Lord, set her on fire!
You know?
I want to know your heart.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And imagine if oh God, they are not around. Amen. Praise God. These are people that they must not serve as choir. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Pastor just said, don't worry, let us sing in Jesus. Let us sing in the Holy Ghost. So Romans 12. Say I'm best in what I'm called to do. Say I seek to be best. Say whether physical duties, come on. All spiritual duties. I give the best to the saints. You must. That's what I'm saying. Secular singers should not necessarily be better than us. I'm not saying we are competing with them. We are not. We are not in the same place. We are not in the same race at all. We are far. But why should they be, why should it be said that people in church is any key? Any key goes. Why? Like, what does it take? Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, God. Don't worry. I will help you to balance all this later. Just wait for that part four. If it's time tonight, we'll do it. Oh, Romans 12, verse 3. Come on. Today's a word video, okay? So, relax. You should have come into your next cave. You should have learned better. Amen. We have prayed how many hours already in this month? 22, have you? So, we only have 8 hours to go, but the end of the year, we can take it to 40. You understand? So that you can feel that you're entering a new year. Huh? What you say? So you can have that feeling. You understand? At least in your old church, you should do some crossover 3 days end of the year. So all your remaining prayer, I will push it to that end of the year for you. Okay? So for now, let me be loaded with the word. Are you with me? Are you with me? So once you're just 20, just pack your load, just want to stay in church. Praise God. Hallelujah. And will I be with you then? Yeah, who said no? Are you tracking me? Romans 12, verse 3. Amen, amen. For I say, come on, look at the Bible. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think what? Soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Verse 4, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. So we be what? Many are what? One body in Christ. And everyone members of one another. Say members of one another. Come on. Speak out. Members of one another. Thank you. Having then gift differing according to the grace that is given to us. So, well, this grace is just becoming blessings. This is given to us now. That will be like the appointment, right?
because he's talking about roles, duties. Whether prophecy, let us what? Prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Because who is the Christian that should not be able to prophesy? None, right? So, but why is this talking about in distinction here? That would mean duties that we are being assigned to. Are you with me? Verse 7, all ministry, let us wait on our what? Ministering. Or he that teacheth on what? Should there be any Christian that say, me, I cannot teach? But if you are given the role of a teacher, verse 6 said, gift differing according to the grace that is given unto us. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Either teacheth on teaching. 8, either what? Exhorted on exhortation. Either what? Giveth, let him do it with what? Simplicity. Either what? Ruleth with diligence. Either sheweth mercy with what? Cheerfulness. Hallelujah. Verse 10. Want to go verse 10? Be kindly affection one to another with brotherly love in honor, preferring one another. Hallelujah. So we are not going to despise one another. Are you with me? See verse 11. Not slothful in what? So what business is he talking about? So what is the business? Is it a secular business? Say ministry. Say not slothful in ministry. Me to have one story that is talking about God said we must not be slack in our... Yes, I know. I didn't say you should be slack in your office, but this one is talking about what? Ministry. So not slothful in business, but what? Fervent in the spirit, serving the Lord. Say I'm not slothful in God's business. So this is my question to you. How do you undo God's business? If you operate computer in church, you operate computer also in your place of work, compare the two. So mistakes you guys make in church, can you make the same in your place of work? And you go scot-free. How do you treat the things of God? See, the best of your strength will be in that of God. I'm serious. The best of your strength. Some of us, we take that service in that of God too casually. Too casually. Say, is it not church? The respect. Oh God. We give to our boss. Some of them are even far, far younger than you, but you respect them. But in church, say, that guy, why is he talking like that? Are we mates? Why? No, it ought not to be. Compare how you prepare for your exam in church with how you prepare for jump. Yes, this pastor, wow. Why are you preparing for jump that seriously? And this one is... Tell some people in church, feel your age. Right? 1980X. Whereas, if you are, same person will be going for a job interview where they will pay him less than minimum wage, like 12K, they write your age. Say, sir, it's 1982 on the 3 p.m. In fact, you mentioned the hospital. Where am I going to give back to you? We have 18K job, minimum wage. But, church, I should know my age. Yeah, X. Where X is an integer. between 2 and 8. Say, I honor the place of God. Say, I honor this place of God. Say, God is in this place. I respond with honor. So, verse 12. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continually instant in prayer. 13. Distributing to the necessity of what? Of who? Giving to hospitality. You cannot help everybody in the world, though, okay? Are you with me? So let the bulk of your giving and you have, let it be directed to the church, through the church. Why? The church has a purpose. The church will ensure that your charity is not just going down the drain. If the church, you know, church is very, we are very biased. as individuals, eh? Let me say it this way. As individuals, we can give people anything, believer, unbeliever. But church, if church gives an unbeliever money, the church will pursue him till he becomes saved. I don't know if you are getting this. I can, of course, we all do. We all dash even Muslim people that have money. But if we are saying the church want to dash somebody money, it's not charity. Church is looking for something. Church has no free gift. Are you with me? Why? Church has a purpose. You are not meant to feed everybody on the street. So if your church is making good road for people, ensure, well, if I make good road for you, I will put a salvation to every. Just like at times, I carry some people. I remember, I didn't know what was I doing. I was just coming, and I passed in front of Toddler School, and I picked two ladies. I know what they were expecting. When I saw the way they are just checking their self at the back, I just turned on the message very well. I now put one terrible WCC message. I believe they got them before they before where they are going, so they can get better customers. Praise God. So even I don't have. There's no free ride for church. You will be saved. Amen. I think what happened that day, and I know what caused it. That guy would just bring out my picture. Yes, sir. Are you the one in that place? Yeah. I will show you. I'm the one. Praise God. I escaped for my life. Amen. So the church has no free gift. Quote me anywhere. Church don't. We don't say my church. We borrow government money. Your church is borrowing government money. Your church. Email. No free gift in Flintown. This is God's business. Everything we give out, we are expecting salvation. We are expecting harvest. Target. Thank you. There is target. We are biased. As a church. Are you with me? Cynthia, are you getting that? I'm not saying we should not be merciful, but church. Church cannot be merciful without reason. Amen. So the day you just saw us giving rice, just as you are receiving the rice, you drop your phone number, Facebook contact, we will pursue you. You will vomit more than you. Oh God. So please understand. It looks like a joke, but it's actually true. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. Nothing to waste here. Amen. God will prefer me to also use the money to carry the believer to ShopRite, give him ice cream. You know, when you give the ice cream, that cold stone, they will push better. Are you with me? Hallelujah. They will push better. Hallelujah. So God will not be upset. How many of you have given money to all these charlatans that preach in the bus before? And God told you that you just wasted my money. It happened to me twice. All these charlatans that just preach in the bus. After they say, okay, support our ministry, do this. Okay, since I'm not the one that preach, just take. In fact, the last one, God said, take that money back. It was actually when I came to Sapele, I didn't know from Port Harcourt that I came to meet you, that I entered through, if you remember that day that I came very late. He said, take back that money. And no, it was like, no, I was sweating in the bus that. So I said, God, I can't take back this money. Take back that money. I said, God, I see how nobody, take back that money. I couldn't take it. I disobeyed. How will I collect it back now? I don't know. But you know, if I have done this, maybe something would have changed in his. I ought to have done it anyway, but I was not that You know, is it Pastor Ari or somebody that said that you actually collected some money from somebody? Okay, somebody, it was a post on Facebook like, is that Louis Atkins or Pastor Ari, one of them? Say, ah, you wasted my money. They said, oh God, I'm sorry. Baba, sorry, that's my transfer. I forgot, no money with me again. Amen. Say, God's money,
God's money
is precious.
Is precious.
Say, shop it,
shop
or use it for evangelism. Amen. Please, I'm not saying you should not be merciful. Please, I'm not teaching you that. Just get what I'm saying. He's talking about this church and his purpose. So, verse 16. Be of the same mind one towards another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Say, I love this family of God.
I love this family.
Say, no inferiority.
No inferiority.
No superiority complex.
No superiority.
We must not have the two. That mindset of, you understand? No superiority complex, no inferiority complex. No, we function as one. We are all vital. Amen, amen. Come on, we are all vital. James, since you are not writing, play keyboard for me. Amen. You write tomorrow. Buy her a book tomorrow. Somebody buy her a book. She has to start writing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say no inferiority complex. No superiority complex. We function as one. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We function as one. We function as one. Say we advance in ministry together. Say we carry each other along. Say I love to gather with the saints. Say church services do not bore me. I love it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, I need to go back to rest again, I love this family of God so closely knitted into one. They have taken me into their hand.
I'm so glad to be a part of this great family.
This family. Glory to God. Say we value one another.